writers in Hollywood, and his contract guaranteed him 10% of the gross on Dalmatians. While attaching him to the film would be seen as a coup for Roth, and all but guaranteed it would be an event film, this seemed directly contradictory to Eisner's mandate to hold down costs. After all, Dalmatians was a talking dog remake, as Vogel described it, and didn't need a star screenwriter. Vogel pointed out that he'd already commissioned a first draft of the script from writers with experience with animal-oriented family films. "Then I guess you'll have to be the one to say no to John Hughes," Roth replied. Vogel was in an impossible situation. He said he'd find a way to work it out. Many people experience profound changes after heart surgery, and not long after New Year's in January 1995, Eisner received a long, thoughtful letter from Larry McMurtry, the novelist who wrote Terms of Endearment, which was such a hit for Eisner while he was at Paramount. McMurtry had undergone heart surgery at age 55, just a few years older than Eisner. He wrote that he felt younger in body but older in spirit, and described symptoms of depression, insomnia, loss of concentration, and an end to his type A ambition. The letter prompted a lengthy and uncharacteristically revealing response from Eisner. "A lot of what you write I understand, and to some extent I have had similar feelings, but I do not have the problem to the extent you describe, only vague shadows of the problem. This was my surface life, great success at the office, three great kids, great wife, type A life, conflict, and Mevacor. And finally, Euro Disney. Then I stopped sleeping 2 years before my bypass, and like you, I hated that. I have had worse problems than Euro Disney. I had had the long arm of parental conflict, but I could deal with it. I forgot about the pain under exercise and just accepted it as part of my emotional life. The pain, I believed, was psychologically induced. I was capturing the attention of my father or some other parent. I did not have real pain." He described the events leading up to his near heart attack and surgery and continued, "Something has happened to me that is a big deal. I am no longer immortal. I am no longer even young. I still go to the office and still am basically the same person, but there is this giant hole which I guess is called middle age, or actually it is old age. 52 is half of 104, and therefore 52 is not middle age. 52 for me is old age. That's the rub. I went from kid to old guy in 4 hours. I do not like what has happened, but I guess it's better than many I know. I don't have cancer or any other horrible illness that I know about, but I am different. My life has a finite sense to it, and there is certainly a hollowness that comes with such realizations. I try not to think about it, but I think about it all the time. I used to put up with betrayal as a reality in life, and now I won't let it in the door, even if there is a blockbuster motion picture associated with it. When all is said and done, I do feel, in the hollow of this new life, one strange thing that you do not mention. I feel one positive. I feel one rush that offsets all the feelings you related. I feel one enormous explosion, which I haven't felt since my first son was born. I died. And I know what that is. Although I feel the ceiling of death, at the same time